Let's read a few more passages. Let's first look at Psalm chapter 77, verse
20. 我们一起读两节，十九节、二十节，诗篇七十七篇，十九节、二十节。
We'll read two verses, Psalm 77, verse 19 and 20.
诗篇七十七篇十九节， 你的道在海中， 你的路在大水中， 你的脚从无人知道， 你曾借摩西和亚伦的手， 引导你的百姓， 好像羊群一般。
Verse 19, your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters. Though your footprints were not seen, you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
我们再看诗篇78篇70节到72节。
We'll continue to read from Psalm 78, verse 70 to verse 72.
诗篇七十八篇第七十节，我们一同的读。又拣选他的仆人大卫，从羊圈中将他招来，叫他不再跟从那带奶的母羊，为要牧养自己的百姓雅各和自己的产业以色列。于是他按心中的纯正牧养他们。
Psalm 78, verse 70. Let's read it together. He chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheep pen. From tending the sheep, he brought him to be the shepherd of his people, Jacob, of Israel, his inheritance. And David shepherded them with integrity of heart. With skillful hands, he led them.
我们再看启示录第七章十三节到末了。
Let's read from Revelation chapter 7, from verse 13 to the end of the chapter.
启示录第七章十三节，长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？我对他说，我主，你知道。 他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣服洗白净了，所以他们在神宝座前，昼夜在他殿中侍奉他。做宝座的愿帐幕不比他们，他们不再饥不再渴，日头和日月也必不伤害他们，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 13. Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."
使徒约翰写了三部分的书。
Apostle John had written three books.
都是他在年老的时候所写的。
And he wrote them in his old age.
他年轻的时候跟随我们的主耶稣。
He followed our Lord Jesus Christ when he was young.
他常常把他的身体贴在主耶稣的怀里。
He always put his body on the bosom of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们可以说他真是足以更深刻地知道我们的主耶稣的心意。
Seems like he deeply knows the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看到他第一部书乃是写约翰福音。
The first book he wrote is the book of John.
那很清楚地告诉我们，介绍我们说，这位他所跟随的主，他所见证的主，乃是道成肉身的主。
And he had introduced to us this Lord Jesus, the one he testified is the one who are with us.
所以在约翰福音第一章十四节说，道成了肉身，支着帐篷给我们一起居住。
And he testified that this is the Lord who became flesh and dwell among us.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And we have seen his light, and it's the light of our Father in heaven.
所以第一个他给我们讲到这一个会幕，在约翰福音第一章十四节。
So in chapter 1 verse 14, it talks about the first tabernacle.
以后最后他写的启示录就两个地方提到帐幕的事情。
And at the end he wrote this book of Revelation, in two places it talks about the tabernacles.
刚刚我们读到启示录第七章十六节十七节，在这里告诉我们说十五节到十七节，在这里告诉我们说，所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，做宝座的要用帐幕伏庇他们，他们不再饥不再渴，日头和焰烈也不伤害他们，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
In Revelation chapter 7 verse 15 to 17 it said, Therefore,They are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in the temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to the springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
刚刚我们读到启示录第二十一章，我们在第三节到第五节，我们看到使约翰的见证说，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、顿痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Earlier we have read from Revelation 21 verse 3 and verse 4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things had passed away.
我们略略地提过使徒约翰的见证，在这三处的经文的里面，我们看到他讲到关于神的帐幕的事情。
We have briefly talked about the testimony of John that he mentioned these three tabernacles in the three places.
第一个地方乃是说到神的帐幕在地上。
The first place that the tabernacle is on earth.
第二个乃是说到神的帐幕在天上。
And secondly, the tabernacle is in heaven.
第三个乃是说神的帐幕乃是在新耶路撒冷。
And the third one is saying that the tabernacle is in the New Jerusalem.
在这三个地方，让我们更多的得着了启示。
That we can get more revelation out of these three places.
让我们更多的能够认识我们所相信的三位一体的神。
So we can know even more clearly about the Trinity, the God that we believe in.
我们的神乃是乐意与人同住的神。
If our God is the one who wants to dwell among us.
第二个，我们的神所相信的神乃是要牧养我们的神。
And secondly, the God we believe in is the one who wants to shepherd us.
第三个，我们所相信的神乃是要更新宇宙万物和我们的神。
And thirdly, the God we believe in is the one who wants to renew all things.
我们今日想提到我们的神乐意与我们同住。
We briefly talk about that our God is willing, is pleased to dwell among us.
他乃是以马内利的神。
He is the God, the Lord of Emmanuel.
他要与我们同住，乃是因着他的爱。
He dwell with us because of his love.
他要与我们同住，他必须要经过十字架的道路。
But in order to dwell with us, he must pass through the cross.
他要与我们同住，乃是要把我们带进到他的荣耀的里面。
He wants to dwell with us so that he can take us into his glory.
第二个，我们所相信的神乃是乐意牧养我们的神。
And secondly, the God we believe in is the one who wants to shepherd us.
我们看到，当雅各要给他的儿子们、孙子们祝福的时候。
And when we see that when Jacob wants to bless his children and his grandchildren,
特别在创世纪第四十八章第十五节的里面
especially in Genesis 40, chapter 48, verse 15,
他给约瑟祝福
he was blessing Joseph.
他祝福就是要让结尾的他所相信的神要祝福他的儿子约瑟。
He wants to bless his son Joseph about this God he believed in.
但他祝福的时候，他就祷告说：“用我主亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神。”
When he blessed, he said, "May the God that my father and my grandfather Abraham and Isaac believe in."
结为神，结为我祖父所相信的神，我父亲以撒所相信的神。
The God that my grandfather Abraham believed in, also my father Isaac believed in.
他就是一生牧养我直到今日的神。
He's the God who has shepherded me until today.
是在列祖的经历的里面，信仰的经历的里面，我们看到他们所相信的这位神乃是一个牧者。
In this forefather, we can see that this God that they believe in is a shepherd.
以后我们看到诗篇的里面，我们刚刚读了两篇诗篇，也是说到我们的神是要牧养他的百姓。
And earlier we have read from the Psalm, that our God is the one who shepherds his people.
在诗篇九十五篇，更是要唱写一首诗歌说：“耶和华他是我们的牧人。”
And in Psalm 95, is we would to sing this hymn.
我们乃是他草场上的羊。
The Lord is my shepherd, and we are the sheep of his pasture.
特别我们非常熟悉的诗篇第二十三篇。
And also the psalm we know very well, Psalm 23.
这是大卫的经历。
It's the experience of David.
这是大卫的信仰。
And it's the belief, the faith of David.
诗篇第二十三篇说：“耶和华是我的牧者。”
It said, Jehovah God is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
That I will lack nothing.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
And he leads me to the green pasture.
领我到可安歇的水边。
Also to the stream of water.
我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Even through the shadow of the valley of death, I will not be harmed.
因为你与我同在。
Because you are with me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff comfort me.
这位我们所相信的耶和华神。
This Jehovah God we believe in.
乃是一生牧养我们的神。
It's the God who will shepherd us throughout our lives.
他不单是在这一生今世的里面要带领我们的一生。
Not only will lead us in this life only.
我们就是要走过这一生，到来生过了死亡的幽谷的时候，他仍然要带领我们，牧养我们。
And even to the life in the future, through this valley of death, he will still shepherd us.
到永世的里面，他还是要牧养我们。
Even in eternity, he will shepherd us.
我想有很多人结婚典礼的时候
Many people would like to sing this Psalm 23rd in the wedding. Yet other people will sing this in a memorial service. Seems like it's two extremes.
但是在这里让我们可以看到，在我们的信仰的经历的里面，我们的神乃是一生牧养我们的神。
But we can see from experience that our God will shepherd our life throughout our lives.
我们的神也是在来生也仍然的牧养我们的神。
In the life to come, He will also shepherd us.
在元世的里面仍然也牧养我们的神。
And He will shepherd us even in eternity.
不但这样的先知也是常常提到他们所相信的神，以色列人所相信的神，乃是要牧养他们的神。
Even the prophets have recorded that the God that they believe in are the one, is the one who will shepherd them.
我们有多几次的我们看到约翰福音第十章的里面说到耶稣自己说他是好牧人。
We have used several Sundays to talk about in John 10 that Jesus said, I am the good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
And a good shepherd will lay down his life. And the good shepherd will know his sheep. And he will lay down his life for the sheep. This is our shepherd. Not only he will guide us, he will also give his life for us.
等到我们看到启示录第七章的里面，在天上仍然我们的主要牧养我们。
And when we come to Revelation 7, in heaven, our Lord still shepherds us.
他说宝座，坐宝座的要愿帐幕伏庇他们。
He said, they are before the throne, and he will spread his tent over us.
宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们。
And the one sitting on the throne will shepherd them,
领他们到生命水的泉源,
and lead them to the springs of living water.
神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪,
and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
在启示录的21章我们刚刚读过的呢，做宝座的时候看了，我将第21章第3节说，他说看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住。
And we have read earlier from 21 verse 3, it said, now the dwelling of God is man.
他们要做他的子民,
and he will live with them, they will be his people.
神要亲自与他们同在,
and God himself will be with them,
做他们的神,
and be their God.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪,
he will wipe every tear from their eyes.
不再有死亡,
there will be no more death,
也不再有悲哀,
or mourning,
哭号,
or crying,
动痛,
or pain,
因为以前的事都过去了,
for the old order of things had passed away.
就仍然说到我们的神在永世的里面, 祂仍然要牧养我们。
It's saying that even in eternity, our God will shepherd us.
我们不但是在今生需要我们的主耶稣来带领我们。
Not only we need our Lord to guide us in this life,
我们经过死亡的幽谷, 也是需要我们的主耶稣来带领我们。
We need our Lord even after the shadow of valley of death.
我们更是要在永世的里面，在新耶路撒冷的里面，新城新耶路撒冷，仍然需要他的帐幕来伏庇我们。
Even in the new city, Jerusalem, that we will need our Lord to shepherd us.
我们仍然需要那坐宝座的羔羊来牧养我们。
We will need the Lamb who is sitting on the throne to shepherd us.
这是使徒约翰的信息。
This is the message from the Apostle John.
他讲到三个地方的会幕。
He talked about the tabernacle in three places.
这个会幕乃是告诉我们说他要与我们同住。
And this tabernacle is dwelling among us.
他要做我们的神，我们要做他的子民。
He'll be our God and we'll be his people.
这是神的恩典,
this is the grace of God.
但是一个条件,
but there's one requirement.
他是神,
he is God.
我们常常 不把神当作神。
Daytime, we don't treat God as God.
我们常常自己愿意代替神。
We want to replace God with ourselves.
在几个地方都告诉我们说，他乃是我们的神。
In many places, he said that he is our God.
我们乃是他的子民。
We are his people.
弟兄姊妹，他的爱乃是叫我们更多的顺服他。
Brothers and sisters, his love so bid us to
be obedient to him. 他的爱不是叫我们让我们抬高我们自己。
And his love is not to lift ourselves up.
他的爱乃是叫我们更多的谦卑。
But rather to humble us.
更多的伏在他的面前。
To submit to him.
让我们能跟随那个羔羊的脚虫而行。
So we can follow the footprints of our land.
这是神的美意。
This is the will of God.
我想这是我们认识我们的大牧人主耶稣基督。
This is how we should know the great shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们凡信靠他的人，跟随他的人，我们乃是要跟随他的脚踪。
So those who want to believe in him, follow him, will follow his footprints.
我就深深觉得教会的治理不是一个人为的治理。
And I felt that the administration of the church is not a human administration.
教会的治理不是要把人圈在那个羊圈的里面。
And the administration of the church is not to bind the sheep into the sheep pen.
不要想到我们没有什么规条。
And don't think that we don't have any rules.
我们没有很人为的一个组织。
We don't seem to have a human organization.
我就觉得非常的重要，就多年来让我们能够经历到，我们跟随主，相信主，我们不是要被关在那个羊圈的里面。
And yes, that we have talked about to follow Christ is not to bound us within the sheep pen.
我们乃是真正听见那个牧人的声音。
But really, we should hear the voice of the shepherd.
我们真正的能够认识那个牧人。
And to know the shepherd.
做先知讲道的应该要认识那个牧人的声音。
Those prophets who's going to share the message need to know the voice
of
the shepherd.
当牧人行在我
When the shepherd walk among us.
当圣灵运行在我们每一个人心中的时候。
When the Holy Spirit work in the heart of us.
当教会得受到复兴的时候。
When there's a revival in the church.
当圣灵运行在我们当中的时候。
When the Holy Spirit work among us.
我们很清楚地可以看到哪一个听见哪一个牧人的声音。
We can clearly hear the voice of the shepherd.
所以我们就要开门。
So we need to open the door.
让他来带领我们从哪一个羊圈里出来。
So that he can lead us out from the sheep pen.
我想这是约翰福音第四章的主要的信息。
I think this is the main message in John chapter 10.
我们不是组织一个教会成了一个羊圈。
We are not organizing a church to become a sheep pen.
我们乃是听见哪一个牧人的声音，跟随主耶稣，乃是要成了一群的羊群。
But we heard the voice of the shepherd, and we will follow him and become this flock of sheep.
在约翰福音耶稣做了两个比喻。
In John, Jesus gave two parables.
一个比喻乃是说羊被关在那个羊圈的里面。
The first one, the sheep was encircled within the sheep pen.
一直等到哪个牧人来的时候，哪一个看门的认识哪一个牧人，所以就开门，让牧人来把这一个羊从羊圈里带出来。
Until the shepherd comes, the watchman recognizes the shepherd, and he will open the gate, and the shepherd can take the sheep out.
以后这个牧人就把这他的羊呢带出来。
And then the shepherd will take the sheep out.
羊就跟随他。
And the sheep will follow him.
他认识每一只的羊。
He knows each sheep.
羊也认识他。
And the sheep will know him also.
跟随他成了一个羊群。
To follow him to become a flock of the sheep.
不但犹太人是他的羊群。
Not only the Jews are his.
从律法的里面能够带出来。
Taken out from the law.
他也是从外邦的各方各国各族的里面拣选了他的羊，把他带出来。
He also had chosen the sheep from all nation, all language, all people.
也成了羊群。
And to become a flock.
但是这两个羊群要合在一起。
And the two flocks will combine to become one.
成为一个羊群。
To become one flock.
他成了你我的大牧人。
And he become our great shepherd.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们如何的来带领教会。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to know how to lead a church,
使徒保罗他在使徒行传第二十章的里面
in Acts chapter 20 Apostle Paul
他就招了以弗所的很多的长老来
and he called all these elders from Ephesus
他就给他们的最后的劝勉
to give them a final farewell
encouragement 我们看使徒行传第二十章
Let's read from Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20.
我们从二十五节看起。
We'll start from verse 25.
使徒保罗劝勉他们说：“我素来在你们中间来往。”
And Apostle Paul and had encouraged them. Now I know that I have been among you.
传讲神国的道。
To preach the kingdom.
如今我晓得你们以后都不得再见我的面了。
And then that you probably will not ever see me again.
所以我尽力向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上。
Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men.
因为神的旨意，我并没有异样避讳，不传给你们的。
For I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God.
圣灵与你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎。也为全群谨慎牧养神的教会就是他用自己血所买来的
Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers be shepherd of the church of God which he bought with his own blood
我知道我去之后必有殉道的豺狼进入你们中间不爱惜羊群
I know that after I leave, salvage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock.
就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away the disciples after them.
所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。
So be on the guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you day and night and day with tears.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道人建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Now I commit you to God and to the word of His grace, to the word of His grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服。
I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing.
我这两只手常供给我和同人的需用，这是你们自己知道的。
You yourself know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions.
我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的，又当纪念主耶稣的话说：“施比受更为有福。”
In everything I did, I show you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words of the Lord Jesus Himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
在二十八节，他劝勉。那个地方的长老们建筑也可以说就是牧羊的人
In verse 28 it said that he was encouraging these overseers or the shepherd of that place
他说圣灵令你们做全群的建筑
It said the Lord has said keep you as the overseers
你们就当为自己谨慎
Then you should keep watch
也为全群谨慎
And for yourself and for the rest of the flock,
牧羊神的教会
to be shepherds of the church of God.
这些人乃是主耶稣自己的宝血所买来的
And these people are bought by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我愿意 在这里彼此的劝勉说，教会的治理是一个牧羊的治理。
And brother and sister, I want to encourage one another that the administration of the church is the administration as a shepherd.
教会的教导乃是神话语的教导。
The teaching in a church will be the teaching of the word of God.
但是也必须有一个美好的榜样。
But we also need to have a good example.
我在这里说，不是我是牧者。
I'm here to say not that I'm the shepherd here.
我不是说高弟兄是牧者。
I'm not saying that Brother Kale is the shepherd.
我不是说林弟兄是牧者。
I'm not saying that Brother Lin is the shepherd.
凡是主耶稣宝血所买赎的。
And for all those who are purchased by the blood of Christ.
在主的眼中都看为宝贵。
They are precious in the eyes of the Lord.
不单是在我们这一生当中他看为宝贵。
Not only precious in this life only.
神看圣徒之时也极为宝贵。
And he will see us, the saints to be precious.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人生的时候要为主做见证。
And from birth, we need to be testimony for God.
我们临死的时候还是为神做见证。
Even when we come to death, we are still witness for God.
可能我们那个时候说不出话来。
Maybe at that time we couldn't speak anymore.
但是我看见有很多的弟兄姊妹临死过去的时候，他从他的脸上能够显明他的见证。
But I can see people that on the deathbed their face can be a witness for all.
我们每一个侍奉的人
and all those who serve God,
我们都是我们的主所牧养的。
And We are shepherded by our Lord.
他要用他的帐幕来伏庇我们。
He will use his tabernacle to spread upon us.
乃是叫我们每一个人都成了他的牧小牧人。
That we, each one of us, will become a little shepherd.
我想我们带领一个人，乃是要牧养一个人。
When we lead a person, we are to shepherd the person.
这个责任不是在一个人的身上。
And that responsibility is not only on one person.
这个责任乃是在众圣徒的身上。
The responsibility falls on every single
person. 在传统的教会的里面，很多就是觉得应该是牧师一个人来牧养这个神的教会。
In a traditional church, you may think that this responsibility falls on just the pastor.
你若是请他做牧师的时候，他不单要讲道。
If you invite him to be the pastor, not only he needs to preach,
他不但要管理,
not only he needs to administer,
他不但要传福音,
not only he needs to share the gospel,
他要管很多很多的事情,
he has to manage many things.
他也是要负责牧羊的工作,
and also responsible to shepherd.
是的, 那神给他的恩赐可以带领群羊。
Yes, God has given him grace so that he can lead the
但是这个责任呢是在每一个人的身上。
But the responsibility falls upon every single one of us.
我记得多年前我在 KU Medical Center 做事。
Many years ago, I worked at KU Medical Center.
那个时候有几个那个医生我们常常的在一起交通。
And we were a few doctors that have always fellowship together.
有一个医生可以说他是非常的虔诚的基督徒。
A doctor who was a very devoted Christian.
他常常在教会负责许多的事情。
He was responsible for many things in
the church. 但是我们提到为主传福音的时候
But when we talk about spreading the gospel,
很惊异的他就跟我说不不不这个是牧师的事情
And shockingly he would say oh this belongs to the responsibility of the pastor
但是我们看到主耶稣的心意
But we can see the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ
他乃是要每一个人负责一个责任
He wants every single one of us to be responsible for that
并且要为羊群谨慎
And to be alert and keep watch for the
我们自己也要谨慎
For the sake of ourselves
牧养神的群羊
To shepherd the sheep of God
弟兄姊妹我再说教会的治理乃是个牧羊的治理
And let me say it again The administration of the church is the administration of the shepherd
教会的组织的方式是一个有机的方式
And the organization of church is physical
And
this relationship between people in church.
不是我们设计一个方式。
And not only we are setting a method.
以后就让这许多人就圈在里面。
And then we bind the people within that.
们要非常的真实。
We must be real.
我们必须要有圣灵在我们的当中。
That we must have the Holy Spirit among us.
我们必须要从生命流露出来的。
That will
来个香气。
The aroma will overflow from our lives.
我相信我们的神不得不祝福他的教会。
And then our God will bless His church.
我相信神一定要把得救的人天天加给我们。
And I believe that God will add to us the people who will be
saved. 实在我们已经经历了神许多的恩典。
We have experienced many blessings from God.
但是有时候我们就看看为什么神不把我们好像得救的人加给我们。
And sometimes we thought, how come God did not add to our numbers for those who
believe? 我想我们就是摇摇摆摆。
It seems that we are kind of like waiting.
我们就现在这个好像是真的神的工作。
And we see that it seems like it is the work of God.
我们又想把人的方法、人的作为放进去。
And we want to put our human methods into this.
所以我们就摇摇摆摆。
Then we become wavering around.
但愿神祝福他自己的教会。
May God bless His own church.
如同使徒保罗劝勉这许多的以弗所的教会的长老。
As Apostle Paul was encouraging these elders from Ephesus.
他没有告诉他们怎么要组织他的教会。
He did not tell them how to organize the church of God.
他乃是很清楚地告诉他们说，你们要为全群谨慎牧养神的教会。
And he just told them, you need to keep watch for the sake of the church.
我们也要贵重我们的主用宝血所买赎的每一个的弟兄姊妹。
We need to treat every single brothers and sisters as precious.
因为每一个都是主耶稣重价所买来的。
Because each one was purchased by a big price.
不但教会是一个牧养的一个政治。
Not only the church is an organization being shepherd.
我若是说到这个政治不太好听。
Seems like it's a politics and it may not sound good.
但是真正的政治乃是一个王道的政治。
And a true politics is 王道。
It's a kingship.
It's with a kingship.
那个真正的政治乃是一个牧羊的政治。
The true politics will be with a shepherd.
我想很少人听见这个话。
Maybe not too many people had heard.
我们刚刚读到诗篇第七十七篇二十节。
And earlier we have read from Psalm 77 verse 20.
那里实在是神的政治。
And that is the politics of God.
神的完全。
And the completeness of God.
神就拣选了摩西和亚伦。
God had chose Aaron and Moses.
在那里告诉我们说，乃是要拣选摩西和亚伦牧养他们。
And God had chose Moses and Aaron to shepherd them.
我想摩西是一个伟大的军事家。
And I think Moses is a great general.
摩西也是一个非常伟大的政治家。
And he's a great politician.
我们若是读到埃及历史
，We can read from the history of Egypt.
我们就知道他实在是一个当时的伟人。
He is an almighty man at that time.
但是神却是把他放在旷野四十年。
But God put him in the wilderness, desert for 40
years. 这四十年来是叫他对羊说话。
In this 40 years, he's speaking to the sheep only.
他听见哪个羊的声音。
He heard the voice of the sheep.
他有时候需要呼唤哪一个羊。
And sometimes he will call out to the sheep.
我想哪一个羊群可能不是几百只。
I don't think it's just only 100 or so.
在那个大旷野牧羊，他越不越是裸的羊群。
And in the wilderness, his father-in-law Jethro had all these sheep.
是一个很多的很大的羊群。
It's a big flock.
但是他必须要认识每一只的羊。
He must know every single sheep.
他必须要把哪一个每一只的羊能够带在一起。
He must bring each one of the sheep together.
神在四十年的战争训练了他。
40 years he was trained by God.
以后呼召他出来回到埃及。
And after that, God called him back to Egypt.
把哪一个悖逆的百姓从埃及里带出来。
To lead the rebellious people out of Egypt.
从哪一个分散在铁之下的哪一个百姓从埃及带出来。
To lead the people who were scattered all over.
经过旷野的 40年,
through the wilderness for 40 more years.
最后把他们带到哪一个迦南之边界,
and finally taken them to the land of Canaan.
神要借着摩西和亚伦的手,
and through the hands of Moses and Aaron,
来治理他们,
God will administer them.
这是一个牧羊的政治,
this is the politics of shepherd.
另外我们看到78篇,
and later on we see from Psalm 78, and God also chosen David out of the sheep.
以后可以说大卫成了以色列的王,
and David became the king of Israel.
他乃是按照神的心意来管理他们,
he will rule over them according to the heart of God.
他真正认识大卫认识神的心意,
and God, David know the heart of God.
摩西知道耶和华的法则,
and Moses know the law of God.
他带领他的百姓,
he will lead his people.
大卫的王朝可以说是一个黄金的王朝,
the kingdom of David is the golden time.
他乃是借着神的道,
and through the word of God,
来牧养他们,
to shepherd them.
弟兄姊妹我们感谢神,
brothers and sisters, we thank God.
我们能够在我们的主耶稣的带领之下,
we are under the guidance of our Lord Jesus.
我们认识我们的牧人,
we know our shepherd.
我们认识牧人所走的路,
we know the path that our Lord has
gone through. 我们认识那个牧人的方法,
we know the methods of our shepherd.
我们能够听见牧人的声音,
we can hear the voice of the shepherd.
我们能够看到牧人的那个脚虫,
we can see the footprints of the shepherd.
让我们也来跟随他,
so that we can follow.
但是在这些年间,
but through these years,
神能够复兴他的工作,
God will revive his work.
不再复兴他的教会,
not only revive his church,
愿意能够谦卑顺服来跟随我们的主,
that we can humbly follow our Lord.
但是我们这些人是神的见证,
maybe we will be witnesses for God.
我想我们不但是在我们的教会的里面,
not only in our church,
但是我们每一个人, 神所给我们的使命,
that God will have a commission for each one of us.
神给我们来个生命之道的真正的信仰,
the faith of the word of the path of life.
我们不知道为什么来我们自己,
not only for our own sake,
我们不知道为什么我们自己的家庭,
not only for our own family,
我们不知道是为什么来我们的教会,
not only for our own church.
希望我们能够影响到整个社会,
that we can affect the whole society.
我们说我们怎么样可以做成这件事情,
and we say how can we accomplish this.
许多的大复兴都是几个人开始,
many revivals started by just a few people. The reality is that they are in Christ Jesus, living in the life of the Lord, to truly walk in the path of the cross, that God will have to do this work. In history it tells us so.
最后的一个阶段的历史的里面, 我们觉得没有希望,
do not lose hope in this last part of history.
神仍然要使用我们当中的弟兄姊妹,
God still want to use brothers and sisters among us.
我不知道哪一个,
I don't know who,
我不知道哪一个家庭,
I don't know which family,
但是我知道,
but I know,
若是有人真正的奉献在神的面前,
if someone will dedicate himself to God,
神不得不祝福,
God will bless.
但愿神的荣耀在我们当中显明,
may the glory of God will be revealed among us.
但愿我们也把一切荣耀归给他,
and let's we give him all the glory too.
我们低头做祷告,
let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的恩主, 我们感谢赞美你,
dear gracious Lord, we thank and praise you.
你不但是要与我们同住的神,
not only that you are God who will dwell among us,
你也是牧养我们的神,
you also are God who will shepherd us.
你不但是在我们的一生的当中要牧养我们,
not only you will shepherd us in this life,
当我们到你的面前的时候, 你仍然要牧养我们,
when we come before you, you will still shepherd us.
到永世的里面, 在新耶路撒冷的里面, 你仍然做我们的牧者,
even in eternity and the new Jerusalem, you will still be our shepherd.
做宝座的羔羊是我们所依靠的,
The Lamb on the throne is the one
做宝座的羔羊是我们所称颂的。
The Lamb of the, in the throne
主啊,
is the one
我们求你在这些年间复兴你的工作。
Lord, may you revive your work in this age.
我们的心愿意向着你。
May our heart turn towards you.
但是多少的时候我们会退后。
Many times we will fall back.
我们恳求圣灵给我们的力量。
May the Spirit give us strength.
圣灵做复兴的工作。
To do the work of revival.
让这一个教会真正能够显明你的见证。
So that we will be witness in this
church. 让这一个教会真正能够显明你的爱。
So this church will reveal your love.
我们已经看见你的爱在我们当中。
We have already seen your love among us.
我们已经看见你的见证在我们当中。
We have already seen your testimony among us.
但是我们要更多的看见。
But we will want to see more.
好让我们更多的能够荣耀你。
So we can glorify you more.
祝福你自己的工作。
Bless your work.
拣选你的合手，你心意的器皿。
And to choose the instrument that's pleasing to you.
好让在这个地方能够带领羊群。
So that will be leading the sheep here.
牧养你的羊群。
To shepherd your sheep.
主啊, 好让我们真是能够感谢赞美归于你。
That we will give you all the glory and grace.
我们这样的祷告靠耶稣基督的名求的。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.